Well, you know, in one way, you know, none of us ever likes to see delays in any service being delivered, but I had raised this before that it is a concern. It is something that has to be looked at. The safety of the crew and the safety of the public has to be first and foremost always, and I'm delighted that they've taken that decision. I believe it was welcomed this morning by someone, an ex Coast Guard head who said that safety has always has to come first, and that is the right thing to do. It's unfortunate the better planning had not been done. You know, people sometimes think if you're a pilot you can fly any plane, or if you're a helicopter pilot you can fly any helicopter, but you need specific training on the use, and each of the crew members needs specific training on the use of the of all of the equipment during the day and at night. And the issue is about the nighttime use of it. They may have the training got, but they are not certified yet. And until they are fully certified, it would be grossly dangerous to even consider allowing them to use the new Bristow helicopters. They have to go with stay with the one that they know, stay with the one they understand how to use. That's available 24/7, because it is vital that it is used 24/7. And this has already happened in Shannon, and the Shannon one has only been working from 8 in the morning till 10 at night, which was still going into the hours of darkness, but it wasn't working 24/7. And as a result, the Sligo-based helicopter has had to service the Aran Islands. For those reasons, the area has been extended. There's extra work on the guys in Sligo, but they're with equipment that they're licensed, they're trained, and they're able to use safely for everybody's benefit.
Do you think, though, that Bristow Ireland Limited had plenty of time to get their ducks in a row long before now? There have been major delays with the passing over of this contract, and it was a contract signed back in August of 2023.
You know, it's I suppose, like a lot of other issues, it's a certification thing that they require. They should have had enough time. But whether the certification from the Irish Aviation Authority has come on time, that they're licensed to operate during the dark, that can be the delay as well. But I don't know enough about Bristow, I have to say. They're a company that tendered for it, and I'm sure their credentials were checked and that they are up to doing the job, but it's just that the timing has not worked out right. It's probably 2 years since I first raised this, and people were saying to me at the time that, oh, you know, you're spooking people or whatever, you're getting people worried unnecessarily. This is vital. It is the most important service that we've managed to retain in Sligo is the helicopter service from the excellent facilities at Sligo Airport. Everything else that we've looked at being moved, but we are at the perfect location for covering the Northwest. And even before the Sligo helicopter took over doing part of the Shannon, doing the nighttime calls for the Shannon area, even before that, we were by far the busiest helicopter service in the region. And there's a lot of things, there's a lot of services that are available through the helicopter in Sligo. And I raised it recently, and we wrote to the ambulance service about the fact that we have advanced paramedics sitting in Strandhill when there was a serious collision near the N4 in County Sligo. And a helicopter was sent from Dublin, because it was they basically didn't use what was sitting there available to them, and that's crazy stuff that has to be done properly. And that was down to the way that the National Ambulance Service had their rote on it, that their own helicopter gets called before the others. And these things, they seem minor, and in that particular case it was a fatality, and they couldn't have made their time there any sooner. But it wouldn't have made any difference if they were there. But the guys in Strandhill were 3-4 minutes from the scene of the accident. The guys in Dublin were 35 minutes. That could be a huge difference in an emergency situation. So we need this to be available. I am concerned that the Sligo-based helicopter working off the coast of Galway and Clare, that it's taken it away from our area when there could be an emergency in Sligo, Donegal, Leitrim, anywhere in the northwest. and we have to make sure that this is done properly.